Why are you reducing staff?
We've, like a lot of healthcare organizations nationally, we're experiencing some financial challenges due to lower hospital and physician volumes than we had planned. So as of the end of April, we're about $18 million short of our plan, which is not adequate to sustain the mission that was started here by the sisters. So we felt we had to take action now.
And how many positions will be eliminated?
Our estimate is about 400 positions will be eliminated. We also estimate that perhaps as many as 80 of those 400 can be realized through not filling positions that were very recently vacated. So current staff would potentially not be affected for those 80 or so positions.
And will they, most of them, be here in the city of Wichita?
About 80% of the affected staff would be here in Wichita. That's about the percentage of activity that's here in Wichita.
And Mr. Korsmo, could you speak to which positions will be eliminated?
Really, it's widespread. What I would say is that our hospitals and clinics are where our volumes have been short of plan, and so the changes will occur across those areas, across our system offices. Less of an impact will be felt in our senior care areas because the demand has continued to be very strong for those services.
Now, also, it's senior staff that will experience a reduction in salary as well?
Yes. The highest paid members of our senior leadership, it's about 35 individuals, will receive about a 4% reduction in their pay because we need to share in the sacrifice that the rest of our people are making.
And what other changes do you have in mind to stay cost effective?
Well, there are a number of things that we'll be doing, like any good organization is doing. We're looking at our footprint. We have a very large footprint that serves both Wichita and regional communities. Particularly here in Wichita, we have some redundancies of services between multiple locations. We'll probably look at some further consolidation of those, not closure, at least not anything that I can think of today, but consolidation of services. We're investing significantly in an electronic health record now, which we think will allow us to provide more cost-effective care. So those are examples of things that we're doing or will continue to do in the future.
With 10,000 baby boomers a day becoming eligible for Medicare, you say there will continue to be a growing demand for services, but increasingly in non-inpatient settings. What do you mean?
One of the challenges for us at Via Christi and for all of us in healthcare is to figure out how can we care for those individuals, provide the kind of services they need in their home, in assisted living locations, in the physician's offices. How can we meet those needs and help them stay out of the hospitals and also do it in a way that we can earn enough of a margin so that we can sustain this mission of ours, which is about serving the underserved?
Yes, I can see. That is a future challenge, huh?
It is. It's an opportunity, though. We have to put the challenge ahead of us and figure out how to get there. And that's one of the exciting things and important things about our future.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Carla.